What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is 8:03. We are the morning ship. My name is Mike. That's Allie. That's Bo. That's Dylon. Squidbilly, as you might know him. I had to explain the Squidbilly terminology to Terry Fontenot on Tuesday when Terry joined us. Yeah, Terry's like, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
That was interesting.
Did you say Squidbilly?
Worked your entire career, worked with the Falcons for years, and then have to explain to the general manager why you're called Squidbilly.
I love that, man.
I love it.
Well, I think Thomas knew. Probably Thomas Dimitrov, who obviously was former GM of the Falcons before. I don't think Terry'd ever heard that, because Terry and I's interactions are normally on the plane or hotel or, you know, like I guess at camp, yeah, but not like it's normally business. Like, it's like, hey, I saw him outside in Miami last year, right?
Yeah.
That was before we signed Judon and I think Simmons too. Did Simmons get signed before Judon? I can't remember. Anyways,
I want to say no, because I feel like Simmons was signed like a week before the season started.
No, I think that's because Judon was traded for right before we went to Baltimore. I remember that.
Yeah.
But anyways, I just ran to him outside the hotel and we talked for like 10 minutes about some of the things that the moves that happened in Austin. That was it. And then I went one way and he went the other, and it was just like, I didn't be like, hey, what's up, Squidbilly here. Hey, America.
On this same topic, and we're going to get the wake-up call in about 2 minutes. On this same topic, I do want to tell people really quick, just give a backstory, because we haven't updated this in a while, why you say Stay Cool Atlanta every time we sign off on the show.
Geez. Yes.
Here's the story. Here's the problem.
You mind if I tell a story?
No. No, because...
You don't mind. Okay, great.
No, I do mind, because you twist the story. You don't tell it right.
No, that's just not true. What happened was, we were leaving training camp, day one of training camp, and we were walking to our cars around a lot of fans. There was a fan leaving. They were in their car, and they just happened to recognize the group of us that were leaving at the same time. And he rolled his window down, and he said, hey, it's the morning shift. Love you guys' show. Listen every single morning. And Bo turned around, double pistol fingers, pointed at him.
That's not true.
We're actually, you know, double pistol, we're like one's kind of ahead of the other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not actually at the same distance away from his body. His right hand was like a full hand out. And he goes, hey, man, stay cool. And it was, I couldn't believe it. I was dumbfounded over the next 100 yards of my walk. And I was like, did you just tell me to stay cool?
Here's what really happened. Remember Tuesday? Remember how hot it was Tuesday?
Yes.
I mean, just ridiculous hot. And it was literally that type of day.
Okay.
And we were walking in the grass right there, you know, the road that you go down to get our parking thing. We were walking
right
in the grass.
Across the street from the entrance of the
facility. Yeah, and this guy was like, morning chef, blah, blah. And I was like, and he was like, Squid Nation, I love you. I'm your biggest fan. I was like, yeah, I know. And
I know.
He was like, and then he
humble.
He was like, man, I love y'all. And we were like, yeah, man. And so I was like, hey, stay cool out there. Because
it's not what happened.
Because it's warm. It's like the hottest
you did
day
not,
ever.
You're going to say, you really are going to try to tell me you said out there. Stay cool out there.
I don't know if out there was that. That's how I remember.
Look at
it.
The look on his face. He knows he's guilty. As a matter of fact, he might need a wake-up call. How about that?
I think he does need a wake-up call. What I love is that gentleman who rolled down his window probably went home and was like, hey, guys, I saw Squidbilly today. He told me, stay cool.
Stay cool.
Yeah, well.
Did the finger, pew, guys.
Pew. But then he also said, I also told him that I was his biggest fan.
Yeah.
And he probably said, I should have got his autograph. Yeah. And you should have, sir.
No.
Anyways, wake-up call is brought to you by Orchard, the smarter, faster, hassle-free way to buy and sell your home.
It is time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929.
I was in the bathroom.
If you did not realize that Orchard was part of this broadcast, you now do. So there you go. Double love for Orchard on the way in to the wake-up call, man.
That's my company,
If you want to talk about the Brave moves at the trade deadline, or lack thereof, and whether or not it was fair or foul moving forward, the fact that Marcelo Ozuna and others are still a part of this roster, then you can feel free to weigh in right now. 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift. We'll get you guys comments and concerns and questions all over the broadcast. Let's go out to the phone lines right now. Let's go talk to our buddy Chris from College Park. Chris, what's going on, my friend? Long time no talk. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, I appreciate that, Mike. And this is so apropos that you guys have been talking about Squid Billy, because as I've told you in the past, grab your barf bag. And this also applies to you, Allie. I used to tell Leadfoot Blackman the same thing, your predecessor, because we're about to throw flowers to the leader of Squid Nation.
Ding, ding. Round one. Here we go.
Round one. How you doing, fearless leader?
I'm good, sir.
And let me just tell everybody that, especially those hecklers from the Hill, this is the man who was on John Fricke's show this Saturday, dropping Falcons knowledge.
Yeah.
This is the man who earlier this week on Dukes and Bell, Mike Bell, was once again, as he periodically does, tells the story of how Squid Billy got his nickname, the show.
All right,
Carson
all right.
Network.
Chris, do you have a point here? Is there a point in all
preach,
this mess?
Chris, preach.
And then I'll wrap it up because Mike is about to grab his barf bag.
Yes.
Last night, Turtle, who's doing a great job, referenced Squid Billy. It was like, I don't care if Squid is mad, how I feel about Ronald Acuna. He shouldn't be playing. So I just want to wrap it up so people can get to some other, you guys can get to some other phone calls. I just wonder when the day this will change from 92.9 The Game to 92.9 The Squid. Hashtag Squid Nation. Hashtag Squid. Y'all be good.
Thanks, man.
How much do you pay?
I don't play Chris at all. He's long time. He's
you
long time.
Remember, this was a house that Squid Billy built.
Yeah. I think what you just learned from Chris, if you couldn't follow that, I don't know how you couldn't, but if you couldn't, probably means you're in Mike's Mafia. But what he's saying is I live rent free in all y'all's heads. All right, everybody, I make a footprint and an impact on every show on this radio station because it's 92.9 The Squid.
Who else we got?
You do leave an impact on a lot of people. Let's just leave it at that. Hey, let's go back to the phone lines, 404-726-0929. Let's welcome in our buddy Dan over in Decatur. Dan, you're on the morning shift. What's going on, my
friend? Mafia! What's happening?
Wait, Friday!
What's happening, y'all? First things first, I don't know what everybody expects when the Liberty Media Group owns the Braves. Mm. Let's start there.
Mm.
It ain't too much going on with that. I mean, and then correct me if I'm wrong, I remember the Hawks used to be owned by some type of group. I don't remember if it was the Atlanta Spirit group or whatever.
Spirit.
So there wasn't much going on then.
Yeah, there it is.
So there wasn't much going on then. So when these teams are owned by these groups, y'all can just understand there's a bunch of people that don't know nothing about sports, that don't know nothing about nothing. Two, I'm controlling the doggone ox. We just had this conversation in our coach's chat a couple of days ago. Who's controlling ox this weekend for the game? Me. Because last week somebody played jump around. These damn kids don't know nothing about no Cypress Hill. Come on, man. What are y'all doing? What are we doing, man? But, hey, man, I just want to send a shout out to my boys this weekend. We got three games this weekend. We'll be in Eagles Landing for two games Saturday, and the same on Sunday. We got one on Sunday, man. So shout out to my boys, 4477U Bulls.
There it is.
BTA this weekend. Shout out to the morning shift. I love y'all, man.
Thanks,
have a great day.
Appreciate you, man.
Good luck to y'all this weekend. 7U, man. That's like herding cats when you're coaching. 7U.
It'd be so
football,
fun,
man. That's a job for a godly man, if you will. So I appreciate the phone call. Herding cats, to say the least. Herding cats doing high school football or college football. I can't imagine 7U, man. That's a whole different level. All right, let's speaking of staying cool, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's talk to Tinker from Kennesaw. Tinker is out there doing the Lord's work as well, helping people stay cool. Tink, what's going on, man?
Man, well, I'm trying to get there, but I'm behind all these parents that are too scared to let their kids ride the bus. Get out the way!
The second person I've heard screaming about traffic.
They're taking the school bus, and they still, get in the car, I'll take you. Get in everybody's way, and then they pull their left back into the neighborhood.
Oh, man.
Anyway, my blood pressure's up.
Yeah.
But oh, by the way, I can't believe you really killed someone, man. That's funny.
He did.
That's totally not true.
Okay, you can argue whether or not you said stay cool out there or just stay cool Atlanta, but you definitely gave him the double pistols.
I did not give him the double pistols. I did not.
On the jersey violations, when I was a season ticket holder, we did some real serious tailgating.
Yeah.
I would see people wearing the jersey of a team that was kicking off at the same time, but they were at the Falcons games. And the biggest violators? Cowboys fans.
Wow. Wow.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Appreciate the phone call, Tink. I think we lost Tink right there. Is that like just an Atlanta thing, you think? Is that just an Atlanta thing? How often are you going? And I guess Dylan's been to more Eagles games than anything, so he can kind of answer this question here recently. But how often do you go to like an Eagles game and see? You wouldn't see like a Falcons jersey as an Eagles game.
Unless they were playing the Falcons. And because I am a Falcons fan, and I went to Falcons Eagles last year because, again, I am a Falcons fan, I did see Falcons jerseys then.
Did you wear a Falcons jersey?
I did. And there's photo. Proof.
He's pretty brave.
No, he did. Wasn't it like a Dion?
Yeah, it was a throwback Dion, the red one.
Yeah. So honestly, I don't know if that counts.
That's a nice jersey. I like that.
It is a nice jersey. But hold on, hear me out. I don't know if it counts because I think they probably were like, "Oh, look at this guy wearing just a Dion," because Dion kind of transcends. Yeah, I don't think a lot
like
of
like Jordan, maybe.
I'm not going to pull credit from him. Nationally, he wore a Falcons jersey to an Eagles game.
Nationally, I don't think a lot of people can like really remember Dion as a Falcon. They remember him as a Cowboy probably more than anything. So
to answer your question,
was even more dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will say we went to Wrigley to see Dansby playing with the Cubs. Grant nor myself wore like a Braves jersey or anything. Like nothing. Just wore normal
clothes.
Who
were they playing?
I don't remember, Mike.
Yeah.
We went to see Dansby. I saw Dansby.
to answer your question,
years ago.
Two real quick, Mike. When I have gone to other Eagles games, I wasn't Eagles Falcons. I really only see Eagles and like the opposing team. Now you will get the occasional, like it's very slim. You might see one or two people that are in a Cowboys jersey just because they're trolling.
I was going to say that.
But mostly, you either see when I go to Eagles games, I've mostly seen Eagles and then whoever they're playing.
Yeah, here's your Cowboys fan wake-up call. And I feel like I don't even know this to be true. I just feel like Cowboys fans have got to be the biggest violators on this.
I think so.
To be the group that wears the jersey and wants everybody to know that they're Cowboys fans at a, let's just call it a Chargers-Falcons tailgate.
Well, you know what I mean? They are one of the larger fan bases.
I think Dallas in the preseason, by the way, ding.
I think Steelers – you can't ding yourself. I think Steelers fans are in the same light. I think they'll do that as well. Because there's so many of them. They travel well. And they're everywhere. They feel like they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
I agree.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. And coming up, we will welcome in our Braves insider and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley, to talk about the silence that was the Braves trade deadline yesterday. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.